night away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
You know, I don't enjoy living here. I don't like it sitting downstairs in the living room with you watching the Three Stooges meet Frankenstein.
In the bathroom, Mike and Archie shave.
Shut up, will you? You'll never quit making fun of the things that I like, the things that I hold dear. Let me tell you something. Them Three Stooges was great entertainment. They was high comedy. Them guys was funny.
They weren't funny.
I say they was funny. What the hell's the matter with you? You don't think it was funny there when Moe hit Curly on top of his baldy head with an axe? You don't think it was funny when Larry drug Moe all the way across the room like this here?
Hey, hey. He hooks his finger in Mike's nostril and pulls.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Hey, that was funny. Of course, them was three very witty guys there. Better than that crap polo you was watching the other night. And some crazy guy in Denmark running around the top of a castle in his long drawers talking to a ghost.
That was Hamlet.
I don't give a damn. It was Omelet.
Archie retracts the shaving mirror. And Mike collides with him.
Jeez. You know, in the last couple of days, you've been trying to get close to me there. That's very strange for a guy who really wants to get the hell away from me.
Oh, so that's what's bothering you. You're upset that we're leaving.
Well, listen. Leave, stay, what the hell? I still got to go to work in the morning.
Come on, Arch. Admit it, you hate to see us go.
Well, I hate to see Gloria and Joey go.
Yeah, no. You hate to see me go, too. Come on. Admit it. Let it out. Deep down inside, you have some real feelings for me.
Listen, I ain't got no real feelings at all.
You do? Arch, come on. You know, deep down inside, you know you love me.
Oh, hey.
Come on, admit it. You love me.
Hey!
I love you.
Hey!
I love you, Arch.
Hey!
Mike clasps Archie's shoulders from behind.
Save that stuff for fruity California.
Archie, it's me. Can I come in?
Oh, I don't know, Edith. There's a couple of guys in love in here.
I need the ointment. Joey's got a rash on his little hiney.
Edith pushes to the cabinet.
Watch the razor, will you, Edith? Do you want me to start talking to you out of the side of my neck?
Did you use up Joey's ointment?
Why should I, Edith? Have I got a rash on my little hiney there?
Archie lowers his pajamas. Edith quickly pulls them up again, then squeezes past Mike to search another cabinet.
Come in, she wants it. Depends on what you want to do.
I'm kind of desperate, so would you all please hurry?
Gloria scans hanging laundry.
Hey, where's my pantyhose?
Oh, pantyhose. Is that what that was?
Yeah, why?
Well, I wiped off the mirror with something that's in the hamper. I don't know.
Oh, Daddy. Excuse me, Michael. Oh, look at these. Now I'm going to have to wash them again.
She pushes her way to the sink.
Would you look at this? This is worse than the arm.
Life impossible to meet around here. Oh. Would you please hurry up and get out of here? I gotta go.
Well, whose fault is that?
Gloria, have you seen Joey's ointment?
I used it all up, Ma. You can use talcum powder.
Oh,
look at her hopping around on one foot.
Well, wait a minute. I gotta get Joey's.
Not now, Ma. Please. Hurry up.
Archie continues shaving in the hall.
There's a lot of things I need you to pick up for me. At Ferguson's Market. Oh, Mike, well, you see what I'm making you for your last supper.
Last supper, Edith. Who the hell are the guests going to be? The 12 opossums? Last dinner. Say that.
I don't care what you call it. It's the last time we're going to be together. Oh, Mike.
She hugs Mike and gets a cheek full of shaving cream.
Just don't start crying and slobbering, will you? The last thing I need at this moment is a rush of sediment. Okay.
They entered the bathroom.
It's only me.
It's only me.
Well, did you see anything?
Later in the kitchen, Edith shakes seasoning onto a turkey.
On the sunny side of the street. Oh, somebody get that! My hands is in the turkey!
I get it, Ma. Hello? Yeah, this is Michael Stivic.
Don't tie up the line.
Yep.
Archie, it ain't Archie.
Here's the shopping list.
Let's see what we got. Lettuce, apples, pears. What the hell is croutons?
That's croutons.
What the hell is croutons?
You put them in the salad.
What are they doing there?
They're delicious. You'll find out.
I don't want no mystery salad either. Open up a can of grapefruit wedges and give me that with plenty of sugar, that's all.
All right.
Okay, so you got a nice spread. Well, all right, I'll be a sport, too. Come up to the salon, I'll bring a bottle of champagne. Maybe I'll even bring home a whole maggot, huh?
She kisses him hard on the lips.
Hey, oh, God, I keep telling you, don't start things up with me just before I go to work, huh? You're still hanging at the line there.
Yeah. Oh, that really sounds great, Professor.
Archie pauses at the front door and listens somberly.
Gloria and I are both looking forward to coming out to California. I mean, we've never been there, and I think Joey's just going to love it. Our son. We're all really, really looking forward to the future.
Here's a little something from out of your past.
Well, anyway, we'll see you tonight at 7:30 then, right? Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Who is that?
Honey, that was Professor Lyman King. He's the head of my department, and he's in town, and he wants to see me, and he wants to meet you, and it's
Michael, you're spitting.
I know, I can't help it. But he wants to see us both tonight at the Oak Room of the Plaza Hotel at 7:30 for dinner.
He wants to meet me?
Yeah, and he wants to meet me.
What'll I wear?
How about clothing?
What should I do with my hair?
Bring it along.
And what about my fingernails?
Bring them, too.
Well, what am I gonna say to him?
How about, how do you like my hair and my fingernails?
Plaza?
Yeah, hotel, huh?
Oh, but do you think Ma'll mind?
Why should Ma mind?
Well, because she's making that big dinner for us tonight.
Oh, gee, I forgot all about that. Honey, this is very important that I meet this guy.
Yeah, and at the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, she'll understand.
Yeah, she's got to understand this, right?
Yeah, why don't you go on in and tell her?
Yeah, I'll
because
go on and tell.
I got to phone Trudy and see if I can borrow her fur chubby.
Yeah. She'll understand, right, honey?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no problem, right?
No.
No, there's no problem.
No.
There's no problem, right?
Right.
Mike enters the kitchen.
There's a problem. Hi, Ma. Wow. Wow, look at all this food that you're preparing just for us tonight.
Yeah.
It looks good. I bet you went to a lot of trouble, huh?
Oh, no, it ain't no trouble, Mike. I'm glad I got something to do. It takes my mind off of your going away.
Oh, my. I better go talk to Gloria.
Gloria bursts in, smacking the door against Mike.
Are you all right?
That's all right. I deserved it.
Well, I just came in here to say I have figured out what to wear tonight.
Oh, why?
I'm going to wear my beautiful blue cocktail dress with your pearls.
No, honey, we better talk.
Gloria, you don't have to dress up tonight.
Honey, we better talk.
If I do.
Honey, I think we better talk.
Well, aren't you going to dress up, honey?
No, he don't have to dress up. I ain't going to dress up. And I know Archie.
Edith catches Mike signaling to Gloria. He pretends to dust her shoulder.
Well, Mom, you and Daddy don't have to dress up because you're not going to dinner.
That's right. We ain't got no place to go because we're here.
Michael, didn't you tell Ma that you and I are having dinner tonight at the Plaza Hotel?
No, honey. I think you just did. I'll see you later. I'm sorry, honey.
Edith freezes.
I'm just, too uncomfortable to stay in the room anymore.
Gee, Ma, sorry about the mix-up. I thought Michael already told you. That phone call was from his new boss, and he's in town, and he wants to take us out to dinner tonight.
Oh.
To the Plaza Hotel, Ma. Isn't that great?
Edith sits sadly.
Well, you've been going out so much. All week to your goodbye parties. I thought we was gonna have our own goodbye party.
Yeah, but I think having this meeting with the professor is pretty important.
I know what we can do. We can invite the professor here. We got plenty of food. That way we can kill two birds with one turkey.
I don't think Daddy and the professor should meet.
Gloria, your father ain't stupid no matter what people say.
Ma, can you imagine this Professor King trading viewpoints with Archie Bunker?
I don't think it would be bad.
Ma, it would be like Eric Severide trying to talk to Fred Flintstone. It would be a disaster. I'm sorry, Ma, but I think we better go out. You don't really mind, do you?
Oh, no, no. You go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You and Mike go out. Yeah. Archie and me will stay here and have turkey.
She slaps the turkey.
And string beans and the cranberries. A homemade, not in a can. And the broccoli with the hollandaise sauce I made myself. And the apple pie homemade with sharp cheese on it. And two kinds of mashed potatoes and chestnut stuffing. Oh, and if there's anything left over, I'll take it to the Sunshine Home where they'll appreciate it.
Edith pauses at the door.
I guess if you're ashamed of your father, you must be ashamed of me, too.
Gloria sags and holds her chin in her hand thoughtfully.
It's more important for them to have dinner with him than with their next of kin.
That's what Gloria thinks.
That's what Gloria thinks. Well, do you know what I think, Edith? I think that there's a meathead in a woodpile.
Please, don't talk to him.
Now,
Archie, they're getting
dressed.
Don't bother.
Hey, you two up there. Come down and want to talk, Mr.
Archie, please don't have a fight the last night they're here.
There ain't going to be no fight. I'm going to yell at them, and they're going to listen to me. I want to hear in their own 2 mouths that they ain't got no respect for their mother. Hey, eat it. It's in the Bible, eh? Honor thy parents, dear. That's one of the Lord's top 10 commandments, yeah. That's right around coveting your neighbor's cattle and wives and asses. That's got to be number 3, or at least number 4.
It's 5.
It's still good at 5. Come on down, you two. I want to talk to you.
Archie, come on, sit down and eat your dinner. I already got mad at Gloria enough for the both of us.
Let me get mad enough of myself, will you?
But Gloria and me apologized to each other, and now it's all right with me.
But it ain't all right with me.
But sit down, Archie.
Wait a minute.
Mike's career. I mean, they got their whole lives ahead of them.
I don't want their whole lives. I only want them here for tonight.
Hey, Daddy.
Archie locks Edith's gaze.
Hi, Gloria.
Dressed up, Gloria and Mike get their coats. Gloria hesitates.
I hope you understand why we won't be eating with you tonight.
Like I was saying there, Edith, the way my old man taught me the 10 Commandments, see? He said it this way. Honor thy father and thy poor mother, too. Are you Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, or Jew? And if thee don't do that, I'll set fire to thee. And so saith the Lord as he stepped off of the Mayflower.
Arch, can I say something?
Not to me, buddy. Oh. Eat it. Ain't it funny, huh? The way when children are young and little, you never know that they're gonna grow up to give it a shaft. Pass the beans, huh, darling?
Daddy, you're making me feel terrible.
Did I hear a voice, Edith?
Yeah, Gloria said that you're making her feel terrible.
I done good, huh?
Come on, honey, let's go.
Michael, I can't stand this.
Oh, hey, don't you see what he's trying to do to you?
Well, he's already done it. I can't go now.
What do you mean you can't go, honey? It's the most important night of my life.
All right, I know. I'm sorry. Then you'll have to go by yourself.
Go by myself? I'm not going to go without you.
But, Michael, I have to stay here with them, so you will have to go by yourself.
All right. You want me to go by myself? Fine. I'll go by myself. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
You told me to go by myself.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
She slaps him. Mike blinks, stunned, as Archie and Edith eat.
You know, Edith, I once read an Emily Post there that whispering in the far corners of the room is a very low-class thing to do.
Archie picks his teeth with his fork. Gloria removes her coat.
Gloria!
She silences Mike with a raised hand as she walks to the table.
Mom, I still invited to eat dinner with you.
Bless this food to our use, oh Lord, there. And please forgive parties we don't have to mention for wasting a good dinner like this when there's starvation in the Bronx and Panama.
Sure, Gloria, get yourself a plate. How about you, Mike?
At the door, Mike shrugs and slaps his thighs.
All right. I'll call up Professor King, and I'll tell him that I'm canceling out on the most important night of my life. And maybe, just maybe, he won't be so insulted that he'll never speak to me again for the rest of my life.
Gloria brings two plates to the table.
I hope this pleases you, Daddy.
Well, let me tell you, little girl, a sourpuss never afflicts my appetite, you know?
It looks good, Ma.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, it ain't exactly the Plaza Billafair there, but I think you'll find it tasty, you know? Your poor mother was in the kitchen all day, cooking herself unconscious.
Oh, I ain't unconscious.
Yes, you are. Look at yourself.
I'm sorry, Professor King. We really can't make it tonight. No. There's a sickness in the family. Yeah, it's my father-in-law. No. It's just that he's not normal. All right. Well, we'll see you out in Santa Barbara. Yeah. Goodbye.
Mike glumly takes his seat. Gloria glares at Archie. Edith peers anxiously at everyone, then smiles faintly.
Ain't this nice? The whole family together. Have some turkey, Mike.
I don't want any, Mom.
Oh, how about chestnut stuffing?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on.
All right, I'll have a little.
Mike ladles a heaping spoonful of stuffing onto his plate. Then three more helpings. Archie watches as Mike forks a big drumstick and dumps it onto his plate. Archie cocks his brow.
You know, it is terrific how a mountain of food knocks the hell out of sadness.
Mike eats a celery stick. When he notices Archie staring at him, Mike bites again with a dramatic flourish.
Never notice, Edith, how some people eat celery and make it sound like a gorilla eating the bark off of a tree? I ain't mentioned nobody in particular. I just glance at the party and whistle, you know.
And, Mom? You know how a father gets his daughter to do anything that he wants her to do at any time? He makes her feel like a bad little girl. He makes her feel guilty.
Edith, you know what makes a bad little girl feel guilty? Nothing that her dear daddy ever done. Something that she done herself. For instance, honoring an ignorant, ingrateful, meat-headed husband instead of her darling mother and father. He threw food.
Archie points at Mike's discarded celery.
Do you know how to get away from a man who insults you and calls your names and criticizes the way you eat, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you think for 8 years? You move out to California as fast as you can.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. I got one more thing to ask Edith. Yeah, listen to this. Edith, do you know how to get to California as fast as you can? You take the next plane. You don't wait to take a plane tomorrow.
Thanks for the suggestion, Arch. Adios, amigo. Come on, Gloria. Right now, we're getting out of here. We are leaving right now. I am not staying in this loony bin one more minute.
This loony bin happens to be my father's house.
That's why it's a loony bin.
Hey, little girl, there's no sense in trying to talk to a meathead.
And for once and for all, you stop calling my husband a meathead.
Gloria slaps Archie's head. Edith kisses it as Mike and Gloria rush upstairs.
They mean it, they're really going tonight.
They wouldn't stay here for the last dinner. What the hell do I care what they do?
Archie, please do something.
Oh, I am certainly going to do something, Edith. I'm going to hold open that front door for them.
Edith frantically runs upstairs, and Archie rubs his face. To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Sony Pictures Television.